AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The judge in Donald Trump's hush money case has postponed sentencing until at least September 18th as he waives yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that granted former presidents broad immunity from criminal prosecution. Julie Walker has more.
Trump's lawyers asked the judge to weigh vacating the former president's guilty verdict. Either way, Pace Law professor Bennett Gershman says he thinks the guilty verdict will stand.
I don't think that the judge could conceivably believe that presidential immunity would apply to somebody who's a candidate for president and not president. And virtually all of the evidence in the hush money case happened before Trump became president.
The delay means Trump won't learn his sentence until after he's formally nominated for president at the Republican National Convention, which starts July 15th. Julie Walker, New York.
Former New York City Mayor and Trump legal advisor Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred in New York, a court finding he's repeatedly made false statements about Trump's 2020 election loss. President Biden's invited all Democratic governors to meet tomorrow as he attempts to solidify support among party leaders after last week's shaky debate performance. But Sagar Magani reports a 15-term Texas congressman is ready to bail.
Lloyd Doggett is the first to publicly state what many have been privately whispering, saying the president should make the painful and difficult decision to withdraw after last week's debate performance. Doggett's explosive statement came minutes after former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told MSNBC it's legitimate to question whether the president's halting showing was just an episode or a condition.
In the wake of last week's Supreme Court ruling on Idaho's abortion ban, the Biden administration telling emergency room doctors they must perform abortions when necessary to save a pregnant woman's health. And Hurricane Beryl's roaring across open waters as a powerful Category 4 storm. Hurricane warnings in effect for Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, and Haiti's southern coast. This is AP News. Fresh data on the jobs market. Openings rose to 8.1 million in May. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of Americans quitting their job, a sign of confidence in their prospects, was basically unchanged. Meantime, more records broken on Wall Street.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is the AP Markets Report. A big gain for Tesla helped drive Wall Street to more records on Tuesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% to top its all-time high set 2 weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.8% from its own record set a day earlier. Tesla led the way after the electric vehicle maker reported better sales for the spring than analysts feared. Crude oil's price eased after touching its highest level since April. Treasury yields eased after the head of the Federal Reserve cited encouraging progress on inflation, which bolstered hopes for cuts to interest rates later this year. Damian Troisi, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.